The Sekondi High Court has overturned its earlier ruling that restrained the Ghana National Gas Company and four others from carrying on any activity on the land on which the company operates until the company regularizes its occupation within Eastern Zima Traditional Council. This was after the court had upheld an application for a variation of its decision filed by the Ghana Gas Company. The court, presided over by Justice Kofi Akrawiah, had on June 9 restrained the defendants from carrying on work at the project site for a period of 14 days within which Ghana Gas was to contact the chief and the people of the traditional area to regularize its stay on the land. Counsel for Ghana Gas, Enoch Labiabwaji, told Radio Ghana that the company prayed the court to lift the order as the injunction would greatly affect the company.
Sometime in April, the plaintiff, who happens to be the Omaihini of the Eastern Nzima traditional area, filed an action against Ghana Gas and four other persons in respect of the land which the National Gas Infrastructure Development Project undertaken by Ghana Gas is located. And on the 9th of June, the court granted an application filed by the plaintiff to restrain Ghana Gas on an interim basis from further development of the land until the whole action is determined by the court. After this event, Ghana Gas filed an application before the same High Court in Sekondi, asking the court to vary its decision. The court heard the application by Ghana Gas and, pursuant to that application, went on to set its own orders made on the 9th of 2014. So the High Court set aside the order of interlocutory injunction.
So on what basis did the court grant or set aside the case?
Well, the government of our case before the court was that the order made by the court on 9th June was going to work severe hardship on Ghana Gas. It was going to cost Ghana Gas a lot of money in terms of workers, expatriate and local staff who have been assembled to complete the construction work aspect of the gas project. Because we're of the view that the project was almost complete. If the plaintiff was talking about the land, their legitimate expectation was compensation for the land. And this, as a matter of fact, was being dealt with by the government and also by Ghana Gas. So in our view, there was no point restraining Ghana Gas from continuing.